You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
In the middle of next week, the 2009 Spring Grizzly Bear Hunt will open in BC. This month, a coalition of environmental and First Nations groups have been calling for an end to the bear hunt before the season opens. Meanwhile, the BC government has extended its no-hunting area for grizzly bears to a total of 1.9 million hectares on the north and central coast, but is rejecting calls for a complete ban. Grizzly bears in BC are designated as vulnerable by the province and a species of special concern by the federal government. Chris Genovati is the executive director for Raincoast Conservation. Raincoast is working to end the sport hunting of grizzly bears, and he joins me this morning from Victoria. Hello, Chris.
Good morning.
Now, many people listening have probably never seen a grizzly bear in the wild and have probably been exposed to a lot of sensationalistic stories about grizzly bears. Could you tell us a little bit about the nature of this animal?
Well, they are our largest terrestrial predator. They don't call them large carnivores for nothing. They're very big animals and extremely intelligent animals. In fact, there are bear behavior experts who say that the grizzly bear is intelligent enough to be ranked with primates. And you know, there's a myth around the grizzly that they're this raging, kind of violent creature that's stalking humans. And you know, my experience has been, and I've spent a lot of time around bears on the coast in particular, is that they just want to be left alone. And you know, they are quite beautiful animals. You know, I don't know if all the photographs of them really do them justice, but it's actually quite stunning to see them. And there's something else about them. You know, I don't want to anthropomorphize too much here, but there's a kind of mystical quality, a real power of being in their presence. So, you know, I think unfortunately, for a long time they've had a bad rap, but, you know, I think that's changing now.
2 years ago, in 2007, a record 430 grizzlies were killed. How many of these were caused by human activities?
Well, 84% of those mortalities were due to sport hunting, recreational hunting. And, you know, according to government kill data, which we fought for 5 years through the courts, the government did not want to give that up. About 11,000 grizzlies have been killed since 1975, which was when the government started maintaining those statistics, with 87% of those mortalities caused by sport hunting. So clearly the largest factor in the death of grizzly bears in BC is from trophy hunting.
How does sport hunting for grizzlies in BC work?
Well, there's two streams of trophy hunting. There's the resident hunt, so BC residents can essentially enter a lottery, and hopefully they will, from their perspective, get an authorization to actually go hunt a grizzly bear in a particular management unit. So that is set at a certain level, and then there's the non-resident hunt, which a quota is given to guide outfitting operators within British Columbia, and any non-resident, anyone from outside of BC, has to be guided by a licensed outfitter here. And most of those folks are coming from Europe, the United States, primarily.
So I mentioned in my introduction that the legal status of the bear is vulnerable. What does that mean?
Well, essentially what it means is there's there's really no protection for these bears in terms of legislation that protects species. And in British Columbia, we don't have any endangered species legislation as they do in the United States with the Endangered Species Act. We really have no legislation that protects species in general, and I think this is a big gap in wildlife protection here, and a lot of conservation organizations have been pushing for the government to adopt some form of the ESA that exists in the United States. So, you know, we have a Federal Species at Risk Act, but it's pretty toothless, and one of its huge flaws is that it only applies to federal land, which is a small percentage of the land base in British Columbia.
Now, the province claims that there are 17,000 grizzlies in BC. What do you think of those numbers?
Well, you know, we're pretty dubious about their claims that there are 17,000 bears, and this is the latest assertion by the government in terms of population numbers. I'll just give you a quick background why there are some red flags around this. From 1972 to 1979, the province estimated there was a population of 6,660 grizzlies. That was nearly doubled in 1990 to 13,160. And then in 1995, the province adjusted their estimate again, this time to a range of 10,000 to 13,000. And now in the last couple of years, they've upped it and are claiming there are 17,000 bears. And one of the problems we have is that none of these estimates that have been crafted by the province have been vetted by the hallmarks of scientific process, such as peer-reviewed publication. And a lot of non-government independent scientists, carnivore biologists, have said there are more than enough reasons to be suspicious about the BC government's grizzly bear numbers. So it's, you know, and the other thing is the nature of these bears. They're very difficult to census. You know, you can't just go out and count them. So there's a lot of uncertainty around how many there really are. You know, we don't presume to put forward a number, but we do believe that the government's current estimate is likely inflated.
And if we are killing bears when there is a much smaller number, then I guess the concern is that we're driving them towards extinction within the province.
Well, this is the issue, is, you know, setting kill quotas on a yearly basis from a population that is somewhat unknown in terms of its numbers. And, you know, I think it's across the board with large carnivores in BC. I mean, we have just two quick examples. Aside from grizzly bears, you know, over 800 wolves are killed per year in the province for recreational purposes. And that's out of a population that the government has no idea how many wolves exist. And with black bears, and there's huge numbers being killed, over 3,500 per year. Again, you know, based on population numbers that are essentially guesstimates. So, you know, that is a big issue, is, you know, taking animals out of populations that you don't know exactly how many there are.
Let's imagine for a moment that the government figure is correct. There are 17,000, or maybe there's even 20,000 grizzly bears in BC. Would you then support the trophy hunting of grizzly bears?
Well, you know, I think, and this is a great question, because aside from the ecological issues, there are both economic and ethical issues at play here, and that make it problematic for us to support the hunting of grizzlies. As I was saying, you know, these are highly intelligent and individualistic animals, capable of nearly as many responses in a given circumstance as a human being. And, you know, when you spend a lot of time in close proximity to these bears, it's the ethical issues really hit home, because, you know, this isn't an issue of subsistence hunting or even just hunting to put food on the table because you prefer wild game. And this is gratuitous killing for a trophy, you know, to put a head on a wall, to have a rug, or, you know, various parts of the bear as some sort of kind of macabre trophy. That's really problematic, and I think that you know, it doesn't get enough discussion in the debate around you know, whether or not we should be killing these animals for sport. I'll just mention you know, economically, because I bring this up because the trophy hunting lobby and the government for a long time put out there that, you know, this is an important economic driver in parts of the province, and you know, we can't stop it because of that. But we did a study back in 2003, comparative economic study with the Center for Integral Economics, and what we found was that grizzly bear viewing was almost double the annual revenue as the activities associated with the grizzly hunt. And that was back in 2003, when the bear viewing industry, so to speak, and ecotourism on the coast, for instance, was really in its nascent, still in its nascent stages, and, you know, it's grown quite a bit since then. So I would imagine, we haven't updated this report, but my guess would be that those numbers would be even more stark in terms of the difference.
What's actually needed, do you think, to protect grizzlies?
Well, I think there's two essential things. You know, you can kill grizzly bears quickly through trophy hunting and lethal predator control, or you can kill them slowly by destroying their habitat and disrupting or removing their life requisites. And so, you know, we need to protect habitat. And this is a huge issue. These are wide-ranging mammals. They need intact wilderness to survive. They need health on the coast. They need healthy salmon runs. And, you know, their habitat continues to be encroached upon by all manner of industrial activities, logging, mining. You know, now we have the threat of potential oil spills on the coast. And with the decline in salmon that we're seeing, I mean, this brings up a whole different issue, but, you know, these things are all linked. But, you know, we need to start looking more holistically at how we manage our resources. And when we look at salmon, we need to look at not only the needs of human consumption and commercial and sport interests, but, you know, there's a lot of animals that depend on salmon, and grizzly bears are one of them. I think also we need to, in particular on the coast, because these bears are really sitting targets, we need to restrict trophy hunting of these animals, this unnatural mortality caused by humans. And I think those are the two key things, you know, because there's a lot of other, those are things we can control. There's a lot of other issues at play. There's a suite of stresses on these animals now, you know, from potential pollutant contamination from POPs. We did a three-year study looking at the levels of persistent organic pollutants in coastal bears, fire retardants, you know, similar to killer whales in terms of their contamination. And there are issues that are going to be at play with climate change and disruptions to, you know, both their both prey availability and their habitat. So if we want to have these magnificent animals be viable into the future, because they're, aside from their role in the ecosystem, which is very important, but they're part of this province. They are something that is part of the identity of British Columbia, and also is something that draws people here. We need to take some steps to provide more habitat protection and more direct protection from, as I said, this unnatural mortality represented by trophy hunting.
Thanks very much for talking to me this morning, Chris.
You're welcome.
I've been speaking with Chris Genovalli. He's the Executive Director of Rain Coast Conservation.